Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. This is part 2 with Joey and Kelsey. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And welcome back, guys. It's been a while.
Good to be here.
So the question I ended the last interview with is, Kelsey, did you feel like you were kind of, I don't want to say a shoo-in, but like you were on Joey's mind a lot and that you were probably going to make it to hometown before you guys started traveling?
I don't know about before we were traveling, but once we started traveling, I knew that Joey really liked me. He gave me a lot of reassurance. But it's funny because I don't know fully if all the girls knew that, because I wouldn't really talk about our relationship with the other girls. Like, I always just kept it close to me, and I didn't feel like I needed to, you know.
I feel like they knew. I was pretty obvious on group dates. I got notes on my end that, hey, like, let's spread the love a little bit more from time to time. So they had to know.
Yeah, we did have a few girls come on and say, like, we were like, who do you think, like, he has a really strong connection with? And I think it was Lexi. Lexi, I feel like, is always, like, so honest in our interviews with her, which is amazing. And she's like, yeah, no, I knew he liked Kelsey the whole time. And we're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to hide. We had a strong connection, really, like I said, from after that Mrs. Wright date. Yeah. There was really no looking back.
Was there a part of you that was kind of always, like, worried that you are going to have feelings for more than one woman, but the one that you feel the strongest for, you don't want to ruin that?
Yeah, 100%. We talked about that a ton. That was a big conversation. And it's definitely one of those things that's hard to even understand. I've tried multiple times to express how my feelings were, and I tried to hold it in. I think you saw on that last day how I explained that I only wanted to say I love you to one person. I only wanted to fully express it to one. Even though I said falling in love to two, my mindset was I have to start expressing some emotions because we're getting to that point. But the falling in love is more like I can see a future. Like, I'm starting to picture it. I'm just not going to be fully in love with someone until it's that final person. So I tried to hold back as much as I could, but I knew when it got to that point that there needed to be some type of emotion shared. And we've talked through that. I think that's, it's a very weird part of this process, but I know that my love was only strongest for her. And I really tried as much as I could to hold in as much as I can and keep it for us. Cause I think that is important.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Listen, if it was, if you just went with Kelsey right away, then we wouldn't have a show. And this wouldn't have worked.
So we touched on how you guys kind of had your first day in, where was it in Spain again?
Rhonda.
I keep wanting to call it like Rotunda or something. You had your first day in Rhonda, and like that kind of sealed the deal for like Kelsey being like, yeah, I'm into it. I've shared my story. I want to talk about your next one-on-one day in Jasper, because Joe had such a reaction to this date, because he was like, I literally can't believe they just let them go sit at a bar all day. Like, oh, this is such a fun date. Like, how are they allowing them to just hang out? How was that day for you guys?
It was so fun. I loved that. Honestly, both of my dates were pretty like chill. I felt like, you know, we hung out in the bar in Jasper, and it just felt like we were on a normal date and we were just hanging out and drinking beer, shooting pool. He taught me, you know, one or two tricks with that. And it was just a really good time.
It was fun. You know, you obviously get the ability to like pick the dates when you're trying to figure out who it makes sense with. And I always tried to pick the cultural dates with her where we had more time and more in between, because I knew that you'd have those breaks. But when they explained what Jasper was, I was like, oh, this is an awesome date. Like, I did not expect for us to be able to hang out at a pub like that. The Polar Plunge was obviously the big thing, but there was a whole like outside venue that we got to hang out to. Yeah. Like, we ended up playing like cornhole that day. There was a whole like maple syrup luge. Yeah. Like that Jasper date was even better than what everyone saw. Like, we got a full day of just activities and walking around.
Eating s'mores.
And there was no break time either, which, you know, can happen sometimes. Like, we just got to be hand in hand the entire time and just explore Jasper pretty much. So that date was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was just so stunning there.
Kelsey, do you do cold plunges? Because you were like such a champ, and I could tell Joey like hated every second.
And how cold was it?
It was 30 something degrees in the water. It was glacier water.
It was high 30s, maybe low 40s, but it was, I've done ice baths before, and that was, I had that feeling of where you lose your breath right away.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, the thing you have to do is like, you have to like focus on your breathing. You have to, you know, you can't just like hyperventilate. And that's what he was doing immediately. And I don't know if you saw that, like in a part of the episode, you can see me being like, breathe. Cause he was like, he couldn't breathe.
We had a whole contest too. She was like, I'm going to stay in longer than you. So that's why it took us so long to get out of the water, because we were waiting for, until she was done.
Yeah.
So we were like the last ones in there. And then I was like, I'm getting out. You win.
Well, I was like, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to stay in longer.
But that was your first time you said,
yeah, that was my first time. Though, but I've watched like YouTube videos on it.
Oh, that was your first.
Yeah,
that was your first time, and you're like instructing him through the process.
I've done it so many times, and that's the part that's so embarrassing. Like, I've done the hot and cold therapy, and I struggled, and she was like breathing through it, and it was a lot.
Maybe like the adrenaline rush for Kelsey helped a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like knowing, like having done cold plunges. Not nearly. Joe does a lot of them. I've done it like maybe 3 times. I feel like knowing what I'm getting myself into when I go into them makes it so much worse, because I'm like, oh, I know how bad this is going to be. Whereas when you don't and you're like, this is crazy, this is fine, like we're in this beautiful place, like maybe your adrenaline, or you're just honestly a champ and you found your new calling.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm now the Polar Plunge girl.
She was actually that excited too. Like, she lost her mind. She wanted to do a Polar Plunge when she showed up. She wanted to jump in the lake.
Yeah.
It was all real that she could not.
I was going to jump in the lake, like, regardless. I was going to do it off camera, though. But then, you know, we had this date, and it was amazing. I was so excited.
Doing it in open water, I've done a few, like, in Canada and then also, like, in other places. It's way more fun than jumping into a cold bath. Like, the environment makes it so much more exciting.
Definitely.
It was cool. That was a cool day.
Yeah.
Kelsey, I know, like, you guys went to New Orleans, and you had beignets, which is, like, kind of, like, your typical New Orleans pastry, but what is your favorite like restaurant? Like, if you were to take Joey around New Orleans on your own, what would you do?
Oh, I mean, like a good classic, like New Orleans restaurant would be Commander's Palace.
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. They've got, you know, turtle soup, they've got gumbo, they've got all the classics and Banana Foster's. But I don't know. I love trying. I mean, in New Orleans, there's so many restaurants. I feel like you could try a new place like every day. Oh, that's so hard to like choose a favorite.
You picked one. You picked a good one.
Which yeah,
one?
You picked one.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I love New Orleans. I love running around, trying, like jumping into different places and how you can like, you know, just walk around with a drink in your hand.
What was that place that I ended up going to when we were there? Couchon?
Oh, Couchon.
Yeah. That one's really good.
That one's really good.
Food in New Orleans is so good.
Yeah, it has an array, like such a variety of foods as well. They have really great Italian, like Sofia or Italian Barrel. Those are some really good places. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you're in for a treat when you come to New York in terms of restaurants and food.
I cannot wait. We were even talking about it too, because I've been doing so much back and forth with LA and New York, and we talked about West Coast for a little bit too as an idea. But after doing both, I've had so much more fun during press when we've been in New York. It's just the food, the atmosphere, the energy. It's close to where I live in Philly too, so I'm really excited to get out there. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, if you love a big city, like you really can't really match the energy in New York. Yeah. I mean, we love it. What about, let's talk a little bit about, there's a lot of drama on your season. Kelsey, what are your thoughts on all of it? The Cindy, Maria, all of it.
I mean, I don't really think that I have much to say about it. I just tried to stay away from all of that. I didn't think that it was any of my concern. So, no comment.
We've really not a lot too. Like we even when we talked about it before, like it should be focused on the individual connections, and I give her a lot of credit that she never really brought up a lot of it unless it felt like it was a part of what she would be involved in, but she never really was. So
yeah.
We tried. I knew that she deflected it the same way I would have in that case. The focus on the connection and not focus on all the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't involved in it. Yeah. I mean, I think that Sydney's great. I think that Maria has great qualities as well. And it stinks that that's what was highlighted for their journeys. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you didn't have to get involved because Joey was taking you to private bars to hang out. So you guys were able to.
She was in a good spot.
Yeah. You guys were chilling. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelsey, you meeting Joey's family. How was that? I always feel like the person that goes second has like a bit of a disadvantage no matter what happens, no matter how amazing they are, because like you're going after someone else. The only thing that we saw like that maybe could have been a little bit of a struggle was the talk of timeline and marriage and readiness for an engagement with, you know, his sisters. How was that? And then was there anything else additionally that day that maybe we didn't get to see?
Yeah, I think that conversation, I didn't realize that it was like took as a negative in the moment. Whenever I said, you know, I think that I'm ready, I meant not like, I think maybe, it was more like, I think I am, but you know, I know that other people might not, you know, think that a 25-year-old might be ready for marriage or not. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that I had a set timeline on, I need to be married by this age. And so, I mean, I wasn't like fiending for like, an engagement or marriage, but because it's Joey and because of our connection, you know, like I did want that and I did see myself ready for that. But yeah, I didn't, in the moment I was like, oh, you know, I just think that I'm ready. But then in hindsight, I was like, okay, that could be taken, you know, differently than what I meant. So I wanted to reiterate that to him that I didn't mean it that way. But no, I think that all of my conversations went pretty well. There was obviously hard conversations, you know, hard questions that were asked, but I just kind of said however I was feeling in that moment.
Joey, when your sisters brought that to you, did that raise any concerns?
Not really. They really kind of explained what they felt was the case too. They said that they thought that she was ready. It was more that the communication styles were different, how Daisy seemed like she like knew what the answer was, where Kelsey sometimes just says the first thing that comes on her mind off the cuff. And that didn't surprise me because I knew how she was. So I knew it was probably her just like blurting out an answer and then being like, wait, look, I hope you understand that I am ready. And that's probably how the conversation went. So they explained that to me too, saying like, she seems like she's fully invested and wants it. But they just wanted to explain what the answer was. And I was like, yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of miscommunications between the two of you, we have to talk about the note. Kelsey, do you want to give a little context to your, we need to talk wording choice?
Yeah, so I didn't have a whole lot of time to write a big note, you know, so I just had to use a couple of words. yeah, I could have wrote more, you know, I could have wrote a little heart, I could have wrote a happy face, and you know, I
you should have just gave him a voodoo doll with a pin stuck in the heart.
You know what, though? In your defense, because we talked to Joey after the Women Tell All, and we did ask him a little about the note. And Joe and I tried to, like, play out what we would write if we were in your shoes. And it actually was harder than we thought it was going to be to, like, write something that's, like, really, really short and concise that doesn't sound ominous but also conveys urgency. So, like, I sympathize with you, but you know, we need to talk.
Yeah, could have made it a little bit better, but it's hard to.
Did that conversation go how you thought it was going to, though? Like when you met with Joey in the room, were you like,
I saw him open the door and immediately my heart dropped because I saw his face and I felt sick to my stomach. I felt like, you know, this looks like I'm playing games and I'm not. And I just wanted to tell him, you know, I want to meet your family. I'm excited to meet your family if, you know, given the chance. And Yeah, I, you know, because I didn't say that, I think, in our yeah, time
I don't know if we talked about that before, after Tell All with the context, but she did, like, we had a conversation off camera about saying, like, I said something, I guess I slipped up in some way by saying, like, I can't wait for you to meet my family. And she got kind of upset because she just came off the talk with Leslie. It was like, you can't promise me anything. Like, I want to take this step by step. So her reaction was more kind of, it wasn't negative. It was just like, I can't look ahead to that.
Yeah.
And then when she sat with it, she realized that she wishes she was actually just like, no, I can't wait to meet your family too. Yeah. So that was what was sitting with her after that day and why she wanted to talk to me, which makes total sense. And I think you're completely right. Like, I don't know what else she would have wrote. It just wasn't a good note to get regardless. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a blank card right now, Kelsey.
Yeah. What do you got?
What do you got? If you're going to redo it.
This is a good one. What do you think?
We got to talk.
That's hard.
Maybe if you just said, like, I miss you before.
Yeah. Or like, can we talk? Or no.
Make a difference.
The way
you want to talk.
So we found out from this that she's never going to make a difference. So we just have to be aware of this moving forward.
Not notes like that. Make good, like, little love letters. Like
she's good at the love letters.
Yeah. Maybe
to look forward to in my future.
Maybe copywriting isn't in your future. And Joey, if you get any ominous texts from Kelsey, maybe just don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, we're learning together on that one. Sure.
Can we talk question mark? Kelsey, how was your, when you got home after getting engaged, how was your family? How did they respond?
So I only told my dad and my sister Taylor.
Okay.
And so everybody else honestly was very respectful. My brother, no one really like pestered me with questions. Obviously my dad and my sister Taylor knew because I felt like they could hold that information and it wasn't going to be a big burden on them. But my other siblings, I just felt like that would have been almost a burden on them to have to like not be able to, you know, tell everybody. But my brother, he just was just very sweet because he was like, he thought that, you know, maybe I got heartbroken. And so everyone was just really nice and very respectful, honestly, of like not pestering me, which I was worried about.
Yeah. It's such a maybe like the biggest moment of your life, and then you're like, no, but I can't tell anyone.
It to everybody, you know. Yeah, that was hard.
How did your friends react seeing it?
They're just so excited for me, and they know that, you know, if I chose Joey, that I'm 100% in, and I think that they all just trust me and are so excited to meet Joey.
Is Joey your type?
Yeah. I mean, I think that my type.
Neither she said no.
She's like, not at all.
I mean, Joey's obviously so handsome, but my type really is like more so personality, like kind men that, you know, treat me with respect and are fun and I enjoy my time with. And that's Joey.
It is.
Okay, Joey, what is your favorite quality about Kelsey?
I've said it all the time. I think you even saw it at the ending, how I kept explaining her, like describing her as this light. Like she has an infectious energy about her that, I don't know, it's just different. I told my family this too, like I've never met someone like her before. Like she is original, 100%. So she has this like goofiness, this light to her that I can describe as goofy or light or in any word, but there's just something different about her that it makes her stand out for sure.
And Kelsey.
All right, Kelsey, your turn.
I know this is hard.
You had asked this question before. You had time to think about this.
I think that I think that Joey is just so kind and intentional with everything that he does. I think that you can just see through the whole process, and even like from Women Tell All, how everybody just still adored him. Nobody was angry at him. I think Joey is just very intentional and kind, and I think that he grounds me a lot, which is I need that.
Yeah, Joey got lucky with that one. It's everyone really likes you. This is the first time I've ever seen this where everyone's like, oh, he broke my heart, but he did it in such a nice way. Like,
yeah.
Jesse like whispered to me during the tell all, he was like, I've never seen this before. Like when we were getting to the end, he's like, you really got up easy, man. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Just trying to get through this.
Oh, it's great. Okay, Joey, what is something that you learned about Kelsey post-engagement?
Let's see if I can think of a different answer to this. I kind of don't want to give the same one. I think that I found out a lot of times how much she just like, her energy is crazy. Like I said, how much I love how she's this light, but also I found out very quickly, like I can be very chill sometimes. I just want to lay down on the couch, watch a movie, do nothing. She doesn't have that bone in her body. Like she is always on the go, always wanting to do something, needs to kind of be active and fidgety and moving around. It's adorable, but I was like, wow, this is an energy. I'm going to have to learn how to handle it from time to time.
But I've been able to.
As you said, I ground her too. Yeah. Not a negative. It's actually better. That was one of the biggest things of why I was so excited for us to be together, because I need that. If I have someone that's too low key, I'm going to be boring and low key too. So it's a necessity, but. It's energy on steroids. That's for sure. She's got that in school.
Well, Kelsey, what's your secret?
ADHD.
Even if you're out, that's the opposite. Out, that's what brings it down. Yeah.
ADHD unmedicated.
And Kelsey, what about you? What have you learned post engagement? Something about Joey that you didn't know.
Joey's, I think, so goofy too, though. Like, I think that on the show, we really, you know, get to the nitty gritty and are focusing on the seriousness of everything. But he has such a funny and fun side to him that I don't think people really got to see through the season fully. But yeah, he's super funny.
My older sister said something about that. She said that what she loves most about Kelsey is she brings out my silly side, because my family sees it like my best friends do. But a lot of times I take stuff too seriously and she doesn't allow me to in any way.
That's good. I think that, yeah. I think that's important in a relationship for sure. Someone to have, you know, qualities that you may not possess.
Yeah, for sure.
We obviously saw that Kelsey got to meet your sisters, your mom, your dad, but who we didn't get to see this season was Uncle Joe, who, if you watch Charity Season, is Joey's uncle, who kind of gave him a hard time at hometowns for not showing the real Joey. So what was Uncle Joe's feedback on this season? And did he feel like we got to see the real Joey and that Kelsey gets to see the real Joey?
He was great. We've had a lot of conversations, honestly, since Charity's season. I've spoke on it before. It's actually made us a lot closer, just because it opened up a different side of our relationship to talk more about those things. He's been nothing but proud of me. He like sends me texts almost every week after he watches the episode and says, I can't believe you're making me watch this show more, but I have to keep telling you how you're navigating, handling these situations. Like, I don't think you could have done it any better. So he just, I think, has seen a lot of growth, is very happy for how everything's been, so excited about her. There's just a lot of good. And again, I think the surprise of this whole show in general is how close it's made my family and also honestly changed some of the communication relationships that we had. So nothing but positive. Uncle Joe said he saw the real Joey, even though maybe an improved version of Joey might be the better way to put it.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joey's family's been like so supportive, like checking in on me, being, I don't know, Carly is like...
Carly likes Kelsey more than she likes me.
Carly and I are like best friends. Like she is, she is so supportive and so kind. Like whenever I'm having any emotions, even if I'm like, you know, annoyed about anything with the show with him, like she's like, yeah, that wasn't cool. Like, you know, like she's like on my side, but also just like helping me see things from different perspectives. I'm so appreciative of his family.
She's been great. Yeah. She's always said that she wanted to make sure that the person I was with could be her best friend. And I obviously was hopeful of that, but it's been that and more how much those two talk. It's actually scary how much they talk.
That's right. Amazing. I love that.
Kelsey, after meeting you, I'm really excited to play this game because I'm very curious on your off the cuff answers, what they will be. So you guys ready? We're gonna play a newly engaged game, Who's Who.
Oh boy.
All right. Who's the better cook?
Kelsey.
What's your dish?
Oh, I don't know. I like making a bunch of different type of meals, but usually it's some variation of like protein, rice, and vegetables.
Simple.
But
we're both need work, Joe, so we're coming to you soon. We need some help over here.
But I think I'm pretty
good. You're good. Yeah, I'm terrible. So like, I'm more speaking.
I don't make like chicken dry. Like I'm good with seasoning, you know.
She makes good dishes.
Nice. Okay.
Did you guys mostly cook at your Happy Couples or did you order in?
We found out pretty quickly. Like
you have to get so many seasonings, so many things here. It's just not worth like all that hassle.
We did like one big dish. We always try to do like one nice dinner, but then Uber Eats, it's just the right call.
Free DoorDash, Uber Eats. It's like
Yeah, I feel like the first Happy Couple, we like stocked up on so much food that we like didn't get to. And then we were like, okay, we just need like snacks and breakfast food. Like
that's exactly what we do.
Snacks, breakfast food, alcohol. That's literally all we do.
Yeah.
Okay, who has the best music taste?
Joey.
I have a wider variety.
She is definitely different on the music taste. I think better.
Who sleeps in more?
Joey.
What time do you wake up?
I could sleep in really, really for a long time. I think my usual would be like 8 or 9. I just need to get back into routine. I've been jumping around so many
times. 8 or 9's not bad.
Not bad. She gets up really early. That's more what it is. She doesn't like sleep as much as I do.
Yeah. He's not a morning person or a night person. And I am a morning person and a night person. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. No, I need a good like 8 to 9 hours every single night.
I'm the same. If I'm doing stuff correctly in my life, it's usually like 10 to 7 a.m. would be the perfect thing. Go to bed by 10, wake up at 7.
That may be the best quality to have in life is to be a morning person and a night person.
No, it's actually hard to understand sometimes. But
yeah, like you're crushing.
She's like chipper when she goes to bed and chipper when she wakes up. And I'm like on both. I'm like, just get me to my sleep.
Yeah, he's like 5 more minutes. I'm like, I want to wake up breakfast.
All right. Who hogs the bed?
Joey.
Yeah,
probably me. I think we're both pretty understanding of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Who takes longer to get ready?
Kelsey.
Kelsey barely.
What?
I don't take that long.
Okay. You act like I take long though. You don't take long, but as a female, you are going to take longer.
I would bet you take 30 minutes longer than Joey.
That's usually like the max, I feel like.
Yeah, but I take like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's right.
Who's more forgetful?
Joey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's the funniest?
Kelsey.
I hate that, but it's true.
Who's more outgoing?
Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey.
Who's the better driver?
Joey.
Ooh, Joey, I would think. We haven't tested that much. She drives stick. She's got some skills.
Oh, really?
Find out that she has a stick Chevy Cruze. We're gonna be sharing that car in New Orleans here soon. So. Yeah.
Are you gonna bring it to New York?
No, I'm gonna. No car in New York, subway.
Yeah. Who's the better dancer?
Joey.
Oh my God. No one wants to see that.
Really? Really, Kelsey, you can't.
Rough. She has some moments where she gets up. I'm like, no, you can stop now. No one wants to see
that. What's your move? What's your, like, your go-to move?
Yeah, show us.
I don't know what this thing is. You know, like the crisscross knee thing.
What you're whipping out at the club, Kelsey?
It's like a walking meme when she tries to dance. No one wants to see it.
The crisscross knee thing. That's what you do. If your first move on the dance floor, that's great. No, I'm an awful dancer as well, so.
She'll be requesting like a chicken dance or something like that. It's gonna be bad.
Oh my God. Okay, who's the bigger cuddler?
Joey.
Who's the more organized one?
Kelsey, 100%.
Who's more adventurous?
Kelsey.
I would say Joey.
Shared.
Agree to disagree.
Who's the better listener?
Joey.
That one we can agree on.
Who wakes up the earliest? We kind of answered that one already.
Yeah, Kelsey.
Kelsey. And that is that.
That's the game.
We survived it. Only a couple of like off ones there, but same page.
Anything before we hang up on you guys and send you off on your way? Anything you want to say about your journey or anything we didn't cover or anything like that?
I don't know. I think that I'm just so excited to, you know, live life off camera and make new life experiences together.
Yeah. I mean, this season was obviously a wild ride for me in general. It's been like a year of reality TV. So I'm very excited for this to be all done with. And this was the whole reason. This was the purpose to find her. So now that we have that, I'm just excited to see what comes next.
Do you guys have any advice for future couples coming out of the franchise or a piece of advice that you were given that really stuck with you?
For me, I just think that trying to look at it from the other person's perspective as much as you can.
Yeah.
I think that can really be eye-opening.
Yeah. I think change, obviously understand the perspective, but also I found out pretty early through this, like it's going to take work. This isn't a normal situation. So you have to make sure if you pick the right person, like you're going to have to put in the effort. You're going to have to understand that you have to choose each other above anything else. So just understand that it'll take work, but it's all worth it in the end.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, I'm really, really happy for you guys. I've called this relationship from the beginning, no big deal. But thank you guys so much for taking the time.
Wait a second. No, you didn't, because she is in my bracket. And we, at the beginning of the season, we each picked four people. We picked two based off the headshots before the show started, and then we picked two after night one. And Kelsey is in my bracket, not yours, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know about that.
Let's see.
I would like to know.
Serena, Kelsey A, my third pick. Well, my first pick after night one. So, Joe, eat your words.
Okay, you know what? Okay, fine, whatever. Whatever, I'm over this. I'm done.
It doesn't matter now, guys. It doesn't matter now.
All that matters is that you guys are happy and I was right.
Yes, exactly.
And thank you to all our lovely listeners. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really enjoyed Joey's season and we're so happy for this couple. And thank you guys. Make sure you stay tuned because we're going to keep going.
We'll be here every season.
We're not going anywhere.
All right. And be sure to subscribe to Bachelor Happy Hour and keep listening, because even though the show is done, the season is over, we still have lots more exclusive interviews coming your way and more fun episodes before we head into the next season of The Bachelorette. So stick around.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel, because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder Quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.